Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be here at APHA, and going to be talking about providing chiropractic care to underserved community in Southern California. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues there, Melanie Meyer and Dave Sikorsky and Anu Kizhakiviro. You may know of some of them. Melanie and I were practitioners at this community health center I'll be talking about. Here's my disclosure statement. The following, no relationships to disclose. Well, no, that I'm going to tell you about. And I am currently member of the Health Advisory Board of the Hurt Family Health Care Clinic. That is the clinic where we saw the patients. I received no financial compensation in my role as a member of this board, but I am a member. So if you roll back about 7 years ago to 2005, I was a full-time faculty member at Los Angeles College of Chiropractic, Southern California, University of Health Sciences. That's the last time I'm going to say all that. And in that role, I was a faculty sponsor of a student club that was created called Healing Hands for Humanity, known to the students and myself as H3. So that just started that year, and we were looking for underserved communities and started sending practitioners and interns in acupuncture and chiropractic to those communities in northern Mexico and in various locations in Southern California. It's not to say that LACC didn't have other similar clinics they participated in over many decades. This was just a new effort to seek out other underserved communities. So I was a part of that as a sponsor and also as a practitioner. And then in 2007, I went to the ACC RAC meetings and heard Gerald Stevens talk about similar kind of activity in Buffalo, New York, which is where I went to graduate school. So I was familiar with Buffalo. And, oh, by the way, I'm familiar with San Francisco. I grew up in the Bay Area. I've been a Giants fan since they moved here. I'm really happy that they won yesterday. And I had a summer job just about four blocks from here 46 years ago working for Allied Van Lines, so as a Teamster. So anyway, that was my street cred. So anyway, in 2007, I went to that meeting, and Dr. Stevens was talking about the demographics and nature of the patients that were being treated with New York Chiropractic College at that clinic in Buffalo, New York. So that inspired me to consider looking at the patients we had been seeing through the H3 program. And then about a year later in 2000, it was somewhat problematic, though, because most of the time we were just seeing the patients once. And we were in a big hurry, and we didn't get a lot of secondary information. We're mainly focusing on their chief complaint. So then about a year later in 2008, one of my students turned me on to the Orange County Rescue Mission. And this is located in currently in Tustin, California, and was located in Santa Ana. And that facility has the Hurt Family Clinic, and they were serving homeless people and definitely people who weren't ordinarily receiving health care. So that's how we got in the door there. So we have characterized those patients and also did a little survey on them to see if they liked what we were doing. So the Orange County Rescue Mission has been in existence for many decades in Southern California and Orange County. And originally it was in the city of Santa Ana. And then they had just moved in 2008 about 6 months before I got involved with them to Tustin, which is just a few miles from Santa Ana. And they built a new facility on the old Marine base there. I don't know if you all are familiar with Southern California, but Disneyland is about 10 miles from the Orange County Rescue Mission, southeast. Now you know where you are? Anyway, as I said, Dr. Stevens presented the information about Community Health Center in Buffalo to New York Chiropractic College. And then the upper ones were also published soon after from Canadian Memorial College regarding similar clinics in Ottawa and Toronto. And when I was a graduate student, I visited those cities, so I know about them too. And then the NBC, of course, publishes periodically surveys of practitioners and what kinds of patients they are seeing. So we looked at these for comparison. We have about 400 patient files, Dr. Meyer and myself, that we have accumulated over the last 4 years. I was there from September 2008 until August 2010, and then she has been there since then. Exactly 393 files, if you're wondering. And so we've both seen approximately the same number of patients over that time, about almost 200 each. And this is supported by our institution's IRB. So we found that our typical patient looks exactly like this, a 40-year-old mixed-race female, 50% Hispanic, almost 50% Caucasian. If you're wondering what the percentages of different ethnicities are in Southern California or Orange County, for instance, because this is Orange County, there are no majorities in Orange County. It's about 45% Caucasian, 35% Hispanic, about 20% Asian, and 1 or 2% African American currently. So our population was more skewed toward Hispanics and Caucasians, and we saw very few African Americans and also very, very few Asians. These are some comparisons from our study compared to the other studies I was mentioning. And you see the majority of our patients and the others were female. And also, as I said, about half of our patients were Hispanic. And the Buffalo study, about 63% were reported to be African American. The other two didn't really break those things down. So here's the age distribution. We did see quite a few younger patients from in their 20s. Thank you. And we only saw a couple of children, so we excluded anyone who was not less than 18 in this study. And we did see some that were older. Also compared to the other studies, two-thirds of our patients were in the 30 to 60-year age group. The presenting chief complaint for more of our patients was low back pain, followed by neck complaints and thoracic spine, and then extremities after that. This is generally the pattern that you will see and you may be familiar with from the NBCE analyses and also most other studies of this sort of thing. Here's a comparison of the lumbar spine complaint. In our patients, it was about 44%, and in these others. So also in our study, we were trying to get the patient to say what their primary complaint was, but as some of you have said even today and in the past, sometimes patients come in with multiple complaints, and it's hard to really judge what is their primary one. Here are other NMS conditions that our patients had. And I should also mention that in this clinic, it was multidisciplinary. They had staff, nurses, and physician's assistants, and medical doctors. They also had volunteers like myself and our interns, but also doctors and interns from UC Medical School, UC Irvine, and also Pepperdine University, psychologists with their interns, the Western University Dentistry Department and their interns, and Southern California College of Optometry practitioners and their interns. They were all volunteering their time and due at this clinic. Whoops. So the B stands for what was found in the Buffalo study in terms of hypertension and diabetes. And as you may recall, there was a larger African-American population among those patients compared to ours. And there are some differences. Hypertension, as you may know from CDC, says that about a third of adults have hypertension, and about half of them may not be diagnosed yet. So we were in that ballpark, and also with regard to diabetes. For the Hep C, we did have significant numbers of our patients who were previous injection drug users, and somewhere around 6 to 10% of folks in Orange County are said to have asthma, and it's a little less likely to occur in Hispanics, apparently, although I've heard 11% and it's still moving up. Here's a number of other conditions. So generally about 3 out of 4 of our patients had multiple health problems. So this is a rich group of people in terms of what the CCE was asking around that time is our students should be seeing more patients with comorbidities and writing integrated cases. And so we had a gold mine here and still do. The height and weight of our patients was measured routinely, and we found that 3/4 of our patients were overweight or obese. This is more than the typical figures given for Southern California or California in general. It's supposed to be more like 25% obese, and as you can see, about more than a third of our patients were considered obese by that scale. You all see the figures for Ottawa, Canada study, which had more normal weight range patients and fewer overweight and obese. We also did a patient satisfaction survey. This was from the HRSA questionnaire. We extracted this. And they liked this, the 5-point scale, 5 being strongly agree, and we knew they did anyway. So we were happy with this. This was on 56 more recent patients. So we have found this to be a very rich experience for the practitioners and the students, interns at our university. And it's a healthy working environment, a chance for them to practice all their clinical skills. Here's the references to those sources. And thank you very much for your attention.